spring? Is that you? Warmer temps mean new Allbirds styles. Meet the Superlight Collection, the lightest ever shoes from Allbirds, now in fresh colors. These must-have travel shoes have a lighter-than-air feel and barely-there fit that made them the most packable shoes ever. Plus, they're comfy right out of the box. That means more comfort and less baggage. Experience how Allbirds is redefining comfort. Visit Allbirds.com and use code SUPER24 for a free pair of socks with a purchase of $48 or more. That's Allbirds.com, code SUPER24.
Dungeons & Dives is brought to you this week by Bespoke Post. This spring, the best box you're going to open up is the Bespoke Post box. The box of awesome is filled with carefully chosen gear from the best small brands from around the world. I just got mine
today. You got
some
jams.
I got some jams and jellies. I got a delightful Keen's paste. A chair said I should throw on a quesadilla.
A quesadilla?
With some Keen's paste.
Well, Keen's quesadilla is quite good.
The Box of Awesome has you covered. To get started and be eating like a king like I will be, to get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers help them pick the right Box of Awesome for you.
I got some little sticks. They smelled real good. It was like not incense,
just
but it's
sticks?
Like the little sticks that you put them in the room and they make the room smell good.
Was that the only thing in them?
There was like a little thing that you put the sticks in.
Okay.
Yeah. Like
like a diffuser.
A diffuser. That's what it is. God. It's the sticks that make your room smell good.
Like, nice. The sticks that make it. What are you talking? It's free to join and they release new items every month. They release new flavored sticks every month across a ton of different categories. When you become a member, you have access to seller discounts across a plethora of products too. We're talking about 30% or more sometimes. Plus, with each Box of Awesome, you're supporting small businesses. 90% of everything that comes in your Box of Awesome is from a small up-and-coming brand. You're used to this by now. Free to sign up, skip a month, cancel anytime. Get a free mystery gift with your first monthly shipment when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code DUNGEONS at checkout. This is such a mystery gift, we don't even know what it is. So tell us what it is. The boxofawesome.com code DUNGEONS for a free mystery gift.
Can I get this mystery gift as a member of the podcast? Do I have to sign up for it?
You're going to have to sign up at Box
of
Awesome.
I never want to know something so bad as what this mystery gift is.
Box of Awesome.
It better not be my jean jacket, Bespoke Post. It better not be everyone's getting a copy of my cool jean jacket that I got from Bespoke Post.
Why is it they made it like the Will Campos edition?
I'm already wearing the Will Campos edition.
Boxofawesome.com, code DUNGEONS. Dungeons & Dives is brought to you this week by Greenlight. As your kids are getting older, some things about parenting get easier. Like what?
You don't have to clean their poop out of their butt.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Hopefully. But, Will, you know what is coming up?
What?
Money conversations. And the fact is, kids won't really know how to manage their money until they're actually in charge of it, and that's where Greenlight can help. Greenlight is a debit card and money app made for families. Parents can send money to their kids and keep an eye on kids' spending and saving.
Freddie, I plan on teaching my son everything he needs to know about money by absolutely destroying him in a game of Monopoly that goes for 10 hours.
Well, maybe put away the Monopoly board and go with the Greenlight app, where you can teach your kid how to learn to save, invest, and spend wisely thanks to games. That's a game. Yeah, it's got games to teach money skills.
Does it have Wall Street Kid on there? I love
in
Wall Street
fun,
Kid.
In a accessible way.
Hate to break it to
you, finally, a way to avoid Gen Alpha putting all their money down the skibbity toilet.
The Greenlight app also includes a chores feature where you can set up one-time or reoccurring GATs customized to your family's needs and reward kids with allowance for a job well done. Did you guys get paid an allowance when you were a kid?
Yep.
What was the
allowance?
I had to mow the lawn.
I had to empty the dishwasher, and then, like, that was it, I think, for...
You had to do, Beth?
You just had to mow the lawn.
I had the big lawn, suburbs.
Big dishwasher.
I just had a lot of chores. It wasn't like one chore. It was like I just had to clean.
My parents had kind of Skinner box thing going on where like I would just do chores and occasionally I would get to buy something. And that was the real way to keep your kid doing those chores.
You had company script
The intermittent reward thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I learned like a little dog. Yeah.
We go to the mall. Maybe we go to KB Toys. Maybe not.
Millions of parents and kids are learning about money on Greenlight. It's the easy, convenient way for parents to raise financially smart kids and families to navigate life together.
Tell me there's an easy, convenient way to raise kids?
Financially responsible
kids.
Responsible ones. Sign up for Greenlight today and get the first month free when you go to greenlight.com/dungeons. That's greenlight.com/dungeons to try Greenlight for free. Greenlight.com/dungeons.
Dungeons & Daddies is a rowdy, horny, violent podcast for grown-ups. Content warnings can be found in the description.
Mom has got it going on. Yeah, my mom has got it going on.
My mom's got a new boyfriend in her life.
In her life.
He defeated the mayor and treats her nice.
Treats her nice.
My first impression of him was a little bit sus.
A little bit sus.
So if he breaks her heart, then I'll rip out his nuts.
Rip out his nuts.
I have particular skills that douchebags fear. Skills I've acquired from a very long career. No one's good enough for my mom. She is kind and generous and strong. Plus she's really great at dubbing anime. I just wish to express that my mom is the very best.
Welcome to Dungeons and Daddies, not a BDSM podcast. This is, in fact, a Dungeons and Dragons podcast that tells the story of four teens from our world, which wasn't our world originally, but they came back to our world to save it because their grandparents fucked it up.
D&D. It's in the game.
It's in the game. Damn. It's in the roles. My name is Freddie Wong. I play Taylor Swift, the ranger teen of the group. This week's teen fact, you know, we've gotten to know Hermie pretty well, I think, over the course of the last few episodes, becoming an integral part of the team, I have to say. So Taylor's favorite Joker depiction in cinema and television would be Hisoka, the wild and zany villain from the Hunter x Hunter series who bears quite a bit of resemblance to everyone's favorite clown. That's his favorite version,
the
Joker.
I for sure thought this was going to go in a Joker from Persona 5 direction, but I am pleasantly surprised.
No. Taylor read the assignment and he said, fifth character archetype exists across many media.
Oh, wow. Yeah, this is the Joker.
Yeah. You want to see the Joker, but the Japanese take on it?
That's a Joker.
That's a Joker.
Hey, guys, what did the Joker say to the lamb he was getting wool off of? Why so serious?
Wow. I like that.
Hey, everybody. My name is Lincoln Lee Wilson.
Your name is Lincoln Lee Wilson.
My name is Lincoln Lee Wilson, and I'm played by Matthew Arnold.
Wow.
Hi, I'm Matt Arnold. I play Lincoln Lee Wilson. Yeah, let me Lincoln Lee Wilson.
All right. Yeah, right. You already got big mileage doing this conversation with yourself last episode.
I'm a schooled at home sports kid, soccer kid, who's a protective paladin of the group. Little fact about Lincoln. So, honestly, his big aspiration is to be a professional soccer player. If he had to be something else, his runner-up, his secondary job he wants to be is a scientist. That's all he thinks. He's like, I want to be a scientist. And specifically, he was inspired when he thinks of a scientist as essentially just Kevin Costner from Waterworld. He's just like, I want to make pee into water. Like, I just think that's really cool. Like maybe if I can't be a soccer player, really cool to be able to, like, make pee into water. Like, that seems like a
cool
job.
He's not going to get away from Pissfoot Gum Toucher as his nickname at this rate.
I believe that's a class project in the urology department.
It's his favorite class.
I was literally about to be like, it's child's play to make pee into water, but how do you make water into pee? And I was like, by drinking it.
Yeah, that's the solution they've solved. Scientists are working on the opposite.
Wait, yeah, Anthony, now we're back on Earth. Is it a water world scenario where we're on the only land and the rest of the world is like covered in the oceans?
You mean
no.
That's how Earth
climate change
just
is better
is.
Because all the humans left.
I mean, yeah, that's you described every planet with land and ocean. Yeah.
That
we're on the land
that's
and the
like
rest
by
is
default,
by...
isn't that how it works? isn't that where we in Los Angeles are right now?
It's like we're in Waterworld.
Dude, this is just like what movie Waterworld.
In a world where 70% of the world is covered by water.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Think about it.
Yeah, man. You know what? You're also naked under your clothes. You already know that. Hi everyone. I'm Will Campos, naked under my clothes. I don't play Taylor Swift. Why did I
get the fuck out of my lane.
I play Normal Oak. He's a mascot. He's mixed up. He's a bitch. He's a lover. He's whatever the rest of the
song.
He's a child.
He's a sinner. He's a saint.
He's a cleric. And normal fact about Normal this week is Normal has Invisalign. He's got braces, but because they're invisible, he lost them. And he has not told his parents that he lost his Invisalign a while ago.
So they just think that he's just like, yep, working as is.
Yeah, they're going great.
And he flashes a quick smile and they're like, well, we can't see him.
We can't see him.
Do you feel him in there? And he just nods.
He's like, for sure do. They are under his bed. He has not found them. They're just attracting.
They definitely give you like new trays every 2 weeks, but that's just me.
You lost them all.
Invisalign expert.
I guess you don't wear them forever, right?
No, you switch them out. For like a couple years.
Here's what happened. He lost a couple pairs, but his parents keep getting him the new ones.
Oh, and he's waiting. way too far behind. He's behind the curve.
He's way too far behind. The new ones do not fit.
Okay.
So right now, he's just been kind of low-key pushing the back of his teeth with his tongue to try to shove his teeth far enough.
He like mimes it. He's like, oh, mom, wait, let me just put them in. And he just like does the motion. They're like,
yeah,
so invisible,
he can't
see them.
He's got a set of Invisalign that he never wears because he wears it for 2 seconds and the pain is excruciating and he spits them out.
Hi, my name is Beth May and I play Scary Marlo, a goth punk seeker of darkness who is not like the other warlocks. Fun fact about Scary this week is that her favorite goth joke is, how did the goth kid break up with his girlfriend?
How?
He sang her, "You Are My Sunshine."
Ooh.
And she just loves that because she hates "You Are My Sunshine." Because it's not goth.
True to her brand.
I'm Anthony Birch. I'm your dad.
Hey, Dad.
Hi. I call my dad by his first name.
I want to make sure he doesn't think we're too intimate. We've been batch recording some of these episodes, so nothing new has happened in my life, so I don't have any additional Anthony facts to give
you. Also, the tattoo coming along?
It's okay. It's nice. It hurts more and more every time I go. Every time I'm like, this time my body will have gotten used to it, and it doesn't.
Your body doesn't get used to it.
It looks pretty cool, though.
Yeah, it does look cool.
Thanks.
On the color, so like we've seen the whole like kind of design, and it looks fucking badass.
No, it looks really nice.
You guys, we're all saying that the colors look right because it's colorblind. You can't tell, right?
Yeah, I can't tell.
Okay. Yeah.
Also, it's on your back, so you can't see
it. Yeah, so I can never see it, so I don't know why I did it.
How does it feel being a walking monument to art that you will never experience and enjoy yourself?
Damn.
You mean like how I can't enjoy this podcast?
Yeah.
Oh!
So when we last left you, you had managed to send Larkin Sparrow back to Earth. You had a long, weird conversation with your parents back on Earth.
Willie is dating everyone's parents.
just Taylor's.
I mean, he's a real man about town. And you know what? Listen, I hope my mom's happy.
Oh, she is. You then headed for the city to go find Terry Jr.
Holy shit. How did we not see that one coming?
Oh, the Black Parade thing?
Yeah.
Just because I kept saying the city?
Yeah.
That was my four nights of this season.
Enjoy, everyone.
I love it. See a marching band.
You found your father. Your father took you, a young girl, into the city to see a marching band. You saw the Black Parade, which is a bunch of dour-looking people in sort of black cloaks carrying instruments.
They're marching down Gerard Way.
That's great.
That's pretty good.
And Terry sort of led you into the city with the pussy wagon waiting for you back on the overlook above.
What's the pussy wagon doing? Does the pussy wagon get hairballs?
I assume so.
Fascinating.
You are descending towards the city, and Terry basically turns to you and he whispers, he goes, there's just something I need to get from one of the people in the parade. It's a tape measure around their waist. I just need to get that, and then we can go. We can get out of here.
Well, we're not going to see what they're doing or anything. They all look so cool.
Yeah, they're very cool. That's my worry. You don't want
to... Well, now that you said they're cool, now that makes them less cool.
Okay, well, they're not. Oh, good, great, good. Yes, stick with that. I don't want you to think that they're cool.
So you're saying they're cool?
Yeah, they're really cool.
God damn it. No, look, just try not to listen to them. If you listen to their music too much, if you pay too much attention to what they're saying or the noises they make, you'll probably end up joining them.
Well, is it because they're just making good points? That's like... That's a good thing, right? Like, if somebody's saying something and then you're like, oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Like, you should, like, right?
I mean, I don't know.
Science.
I don't know.
Why
are you advocating for them? I don't know.
I don't know anything about them. I'm just wondering why it would be bad if we agreed with what they're saying if we, like, hung out with them.
Because they, like, eat people and stuff.
Oh, well, see, I wouldn't agree with that.
Well,
so, like,
kind of buried the lead there.
Yeah, sorry. No, yeah. They just
a little of us that if we heard somebody say we want to eat people, we'd be like, oh, that sounds like a good idea. We'd go.
That could work.
Well,
what
I mean, if you were here
for
long enough, it wouldn't seem that insane. Like, they just wander around the city. Sometimes going out on raiding parties and they take people and they either bring you into the parade to make the parade bigger or they just sort of feed on you.
Oh,
well, that sounds like we should join them because I don't want to get eaten.
We don't have to. We could kind of do neither, Taylor. Yeah, why do we have to?
Option.
I mean, it seems like you're kind of throwing in the towel pretty quick.
Well, what's the third option?
What is this tape measure about? What do we need the tape measure for?
The tape measure is for dealing with the doodler, for handling the doodler.
No, it's just like the whole...
like you did before, huh?
Oh, dang.
Oh, God, we're onto that now.
Oh, we're under that now. That's what he says.
Nice.
And I'm pointing at him.
We found a way to kill the doodler. Without that tape measure, I can't do it.
How about you explain what it does?
Yeah.
It's this. It's called the Schrodinger's tape measure. It was sent to us by Ryan Peterson. Thank you, Ryan. It's a tape measure that allows you to use perspective to incorrectly measure an object and then make them that actual size, kind of like in the game Superliminal. So
yes.
Oh.
If you're looking at something in the distance and however big it is to you, if your current perspective, you can then sort of like transfer that size and make it really that big in physical space.
You measure like a tower and it's like 2 inches and all of a sudden you have a little 2-inch tower in front of you.
Exactly. Or the inverse, where you do something that's close to you and then it becomes massive if you move it to
the
distance.
That's the most overpowered item in the history.
It'd be hard to make it bigger
though.
That
actually sounds pretty smart.
Yeah, it's only got one use on it.
Oh.
So what do you want to use it for?
We want to use it to make something big enough to kill the doodler.
Or make the doodler small enough.
Yeah, but we can't see the ends of the doodler, so that wouldn't work. It's too big.
But you do see his butthole. It makes his butthole really small.
Yeah.
And then he can't poop anymore.
And
eventually.
Then he dies because he gets all toxic inside.
Yeah.
His eyes narrow and he's actually thinking about it. It's like, wait, would that work?
Some people call me a genius. I was gifted for my class. I read at a fifth grade level.
See, I don't think that would work. I don't think we've ever really seen too much of the doodler's poop. I think it may be like gaseous or something or invisible or I don't think that would work. I don't think.
I mean,
maybe it's worth trying. No, it's not worth trying. No, it's not worth trying. No, we're going to do my
true
thing.
Genius is rarely recognized in its time.
But we talked to Mr. Larkin Sparrow and they, we're not really cool with the idea of like killing this whole world or whatever. So like, I don't know. I don't think we should like stop you, but like we're trying to think of another way. Yeah. Okay.
That's what I came here to do.
Dang.
You came here to stop me?
I came here to stop you or to tell you that you're not allowed to be with my mom anymore unless you start following my rules. Because I've got a secret person who's giving me better ideas. And her name is April Mistwell. And
who's April?
She's a friend that's dating Taylor's mom. Not who you think it is, but...
Quick teen huddle.
Hey, we're going to talk without you for a second, okay?
Okay.
All right, teen huddle, sacred space. Hey, I'm with you, Scary. Larkin Sparrow really kind of like, they got real freaked out when we talked about the W man. So maybe we just kind of smooth over that. Don't quite make it sound like we let the guy out. How's that? What do you think?
I mean, why don't you want him to know that it's Willie?
We don't want him to know.
Okay.
Because he's going to freak out and he's not going to like my ideas, which are really Willie's ideas. But it's like, think about what this dude did, Terry Jr. Not only did he fucking marry my mom, but he fucking killed a whole planet, basically.
Yeah.
And he's responsible for that. And he's not taking responsibility and somebody's got to make him pay. And if not pay, then just find another way to do this.
Okay. Well, yeah, it's your dad. So, like, if you don't want us to tell
him,
that's
Will.
I'm sorry. You're right. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I said that. No, Terry Jr. is just a butthole that you don't like, but he's in your family, kind of. And if you don't want us to tell him about Willie, that's cool. Yeah. We're your friends. So, we won't do that, right, guys? We just won't, I guess, tell him about Willie.
Yeah, it's Scary. This is your play. This is your situation. So, we'll back you up. But nice. I don't know what to think about anybody right now. I kind of don't trust any adult in any situation we're in.
Well, I definitely don't trust the adults that told us what to do my entire life, you know? Like, at least Willie lets us come up with our own options and thinks highly of us and enough to make our own decisions.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that kind of tracks. I mean, like, what do we do now? What do you want to do with your stepdad? Do we want to help him out? Do we want to just leave? Like, do we take him with us? Like,
definitely don't take him with us.
I mean, maybe we get the...
Maybe, okay, yeah.
I think we don't let these adults, you know, F up the situation anymore. And, like, maybe we help him, but with the agreement that we get the ruler and we'll figure out a better way to use it than like blowing up this world.
I think maybe we should keep that to ourselves.
Like, dude, I'm taller than him, man. The four of us can overpower him.
Yeah, I know, but like
I kind of want to hear what happened with like Nick too.
Yeah, well, all I know is that everyone seemed to turn against my dad. So
let's ask him what's up with your dad.
Here's what I'm saying. The only thing I'm going to throw out there is if they need this tape measure, we're all in agreement. We don't want this planet to blow up, right? We don't want them to do whatever they want, but he doesn't know that yet. So whatever he wants to do with this tape measure, he's going to try to get it without us if we don't do it. So it's better if we get it and then we can take it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, we go with him,
but
we keep
it. We don't need to tell him that we're going to take it before we take it.
Oh, sure. Yeah, we can surprise him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Knock him on the back
of
the head or
sounds good.
Tie him up.
Let's try to get on his good side, I guess.
And I just want to throw out there that I'm not 100% into not killing this world because so far, everyone we've met in this world sucks.
Yeah, but these are cool, like, goth musicians, so maybe they'll be pretty metal.
Yeah, they could suck, too.
The workers at Papa John's were fine. They were, like, stuck there like us. Like, they're just normal people, just, like, forced to work and stuff.
Mm. Okay, all right.
Cheryl was kind of a bitch, though.
Okay.
All right. Well, yeah. Do you want to ask him about Nick?
Yeah. Hey. March back up to Terry Jr.
Mm-hmm.
I poke a finger right into his sternum.
Ow.
Poke, poke, poke.
Ow.
Hey, what'd you do to my dad? What the hell happened there? I want your side. I've heard many sides of this story, but now I'm coming to you.
Yeah. No, your dad, Nicholas.
Yes.
Nicky. Basically, we had talked over potentially pulling Code Purple again and trying to trap the Doodler in hell to kill it. And he refused and said that if we tried to do something like that, then we would basically be declaring war on hell and that he would open a portal from hell and then try to basically attack us in the Forgotten Realms where we all lived with
Whoa.
You. He might have been bluffing. He might have not been. But we decided we couldn't trust him because he knew all the codes for everything in Daddy's and how to get to everything.
So
and
he knew like everyone's passwords.
Yeah, sure. And we figured we had to stop him. We betrayed him. We turned on our friend. And he does not look proud of what he did. And he cannot meet you in the eyes as he says this.
But he did threaten to like send hell onto this earth too.
Yeah, if we tried to activate Code Purple to send the Doodler to his home, the hell
like all
hell
four plane. Of you. It sounds like all of you guys kind of like effed this whole situation up.
Thanks.
I was just saying. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
I'm with
honest
my boy
feedback here.
Here,
but like
just honest feedback. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong. We tried our best, and our best was nowhere near good enough. I hope you can do better. I guess I don't know. You're gonna have to.
Yeah. Yeah, we are.
So, are you gonna help me get this tape measure?
Yeah. Sure.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. We'll help you.
Keller kind of slides his fingers back and crosses his fingers, and just so that everyone else can see, he's also fibbing.
He leads you down to the city, and you sneak behind the broken remains of a building. Okay, so there's about 100 people in the parade all together, and the person who has our tape measure is probably going to be in, like, the brass section, so there's probably only about 15...
Way to narrow it down, Anthony.
15, 20 people in that group.
But if I know anything about brass section players, that's the tip of the spear.
That's the tip of the spear.
That's the craziest
hardest,
section of any
hardest.
Marching band. It's actually kind of the only section of any marching band, because there's the drum line.
There's a drum line. The D line, right? Is that called? The D line?
Because there's woodwinds,
flag,
too. There's a clarinet.
There's woodwinds, yeah.
Okay. All right.
And then the flag twirlers.
Yeah.
The baton twirlers.
Bassinets. No,
bassinets.
Bassinets. Yeah, lots of babies. Bunch of babies and cribs.
Bassinet. What do you... What
bassoon.
Was
it? Bassoon.
Is it bassoon a marching band instrument?
What's like, I think
there's
so.
There's got to be a wind, right?
There's woodwinds. There's a
yeah,
clarinet.
Clarinets. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
I like bassinets because they're people pushing babies.
And the babies,
and the babies
are
playing
bassoons.
Aww.
That's cute.
It's a Dr. Seuss book all of a sudden. 12 bassinets with a bassoon playing babies.
So we don't have to fight them. We can find a way to steal this.
Yeah.
He says, yeah, maybe. There's also the person who leads the band, the leader.
The drum leader? Drum major?
Is there like somebody in charge with in front with a fucking
yeah,
baton?
Yeah, it's the drum major.
Usually
drum
that's Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, usually, yeah, the Mickey Mouse character. Yes.
He's there's in a, the front.
He's in the front.
And then Moana, and then it goes.
She is a woman. There's the drum major in the front that you have to avoid at all costs, because if he talks to you, he is going to almost certainly brainwash you. So make sure you don't listen to him if he sees you. They basically do a route around the city with some regularity. I didn't have much of a plan. I know I'm going to win. I know no matter what, I'm going to get the tape measure to you guys, but I don't actually.
Wait, why does this one person have it? It's just like wrapped around their waist?
Because they had it when they came here to do something and then they got captured.
Well, who is it?
Oh.
An old friend of mine named Vince.
Oh.
He's going to be kind of hard to see because he's only two-dimensional.
He's two-dimensional?
Yeah, it's only when he turns you can sort of see his full body.
But the tape measure, so it'll be like a floating tape measure sometimes?
Sometimes
we'll
it'll be a floating tape measure.
Yes. Yeah,
and he, but he's been brainwashed, so he doesn't recognize you.
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, he'll be easy to find then.
Well, actually, no, sorry. He probably does recognize me. He just doesn't care anymore. The stories, I don't know for sure because nobody who goes into the Black Parade comes back. But what I've heard is that you basically are convinced by the drum major and the music that you're hearing that nothing means anything, that it's completely
okay.
pointless, that everything's super dark and there's no respite from the darkness, and that therefore the best thing you can do is just join them and, you know, feast on flesh and play the sad elegy for existence in this group until you decay and die. So
where's the lie, my dude?
See, this is why I didn't want you to come in, because it felt like it would be very appealing to you.
Well, if it's so appealing and I'm so good at being like that, maybe I should infiltrate the Black Parade.
Do you play any instruments, Gary?
Well, no, but I'm trying.
Yeah, aren't you in a band?
Yeah, I'm in a band. I'm just looking for people who play instruments. Actually, this could be a great recruiting tool for me. Stop laughing.
Well, you probably sing, right?
Yeah, I sing really well.
Yeah, so yeah, calm down, Taylor. She's probably like a really good singer.
Yeah,
that
my
was
voice
Freddie
is my...
laughing.
It calmed down, Taylor.
That was Freddie laughing at her fun improv.
Can we like just like plug our ears and then we won't listen?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, let's all
can't
like...
we just roll in like all gummed up with stuff in our ears?
Can you show us how to be like, can we all like dress cool? cool? Like, yeah. I've never dressed cool before. We all dress cool and we put like earplugs in. We can all infiltrate.
You have that black mask. You'll be like our leader.
You'll be like the front of like the cool like goth group that we are.
I mean, there's a bunch of derelict clothing stores around here if you wanted to.
Secondhand clothes, the ultimate nice. Goth move, the vintage.
Hell yeah. Okay, let's go shopping, boys.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by Hims.
Oh, is that the one you use?
Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch.
Emphasis on cum.
Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options.
How do they know about my cum fort?
ED treatment. ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple, 100% online, no uncomfortable doctor's visits. You answer a series of questions on their site and the medical provider.
Why is that to be uncomfortable with your doctor?
Because my doctor's always like,
why do you need ED pills?
What's wrong with your dick? They shout at me.
Oh, does somebody's dick not work? Doctors are like that all the time.
Yeah, no, they just yell at me. They scream, get hard, and it is the only thing that gets me hard. So how does Hims help with that?
Answer a series of questions on their site, including, Matt, you'll probably use the long response option to sort of describe all of things going on. And a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. You'll love this line, everybody. If ED is getting you down.
Aww.
It's time you join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers to get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/daddies. That's hims.com/daddies for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/daddies. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by Etsy.
Ooh.
Etsy.
Let's see what's
in store today.
Listen up, listeners. We're here to tell you there's no reason to panic next time you're looking for a perfect gift. Now.
There isn't. Oh, thank God.
Now.
Oh, I can relax.
You ready for this? Gift mode on Etsy. Gift mode on Etsy.
I'm always in gift mode.
Takes the stress out of gifting so you can find the perfect item for anyone on any occasion. Just tap or click gift mode on the Etsy app or Etsy.com. Answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and then gift mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas. Check it out. I'm right here on the site. Check it out.
Okay, let's find a gift for my dad.
Find a gift for Beth right now.
Okay, for my dad.
His interests are like not Beth.
Yeah.
Beth, would you say that's an Aquarius?
A Libra.
There's grooming gift boxes. Now, hold on. I know what you're thinking.
Keep your dad hairless. Keep daddy nice and smooth.
For a smooth daddy. They just pre-categorize a bunch of stuff. There's a lot of camo hats on this page.
Okay, but those hats all say dad, and my dad doesn't want to do that.
But what about dada?
Now find a gift for me, because I'm sad.
Oh, wait, Beth. Yeah, let's
find. What does Beth want?
My dad.
Beth.
The one thing Etsy can't give.
You sound like
give.
A 90s kid.
Yep, that's me.
Handmade treasure set. Gift tape, mixtape gifts. 90s sweatshirts and tees. Tons of stuff. If you need to find the perfect gift, don't panic. Try gift mode on Etsy now.
All right, so as the Black Parade is moving around in the distance, you can still hear them, but you can hear they're far enough away that you can more or less safely head into these clothing stores.
What's the rest of the city like? So, like, people who aren't in the Black Parade, are they, like, just living around?
Yeah, as you go through the city, you see haggard, worn-down people with a lot of fear in their eyes. You see a lot of movement out of the corner of your eyes constantly as people seem to dart away from you or lean out from dark corners to try to watch you go. You see corpses all along the ground in various stages of decay.
Are there, like, teeth bites? Are people eating the corpses?
Yeah, there are pieces of the corpses missing. As always, the undulating underbelly of the Doodler is above you, and the lights from the city reflect off of its slimy, scaly, inscrutable exterior. Looking up panics you normal. It's been a while since you've been outdoors and had the ability to focus on anything, so you're going to be a little bit freaked out by the fact that you're under.
Oh, damn it. That's right.
You're taking poison damage.
Basically, anything that is in downtown LA, there's a decayed, shitty version of it here because that's what this is. So whatever you'd like to explore and find here, while also running the risk of running into either the parade or potentially, you know, other raiders and banditry and monsters here.
Oh, man, this is like
so
a real
this is
RPG.
The last bookstore, right? But it only carries Sylvia Plath.
No, the Sylvia Plath ones are probably all gone because the Black Raid took those.
Damn.
So there's a lot of like family circus left. Like
family circus, chicken soup for the soul.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
If we want to join this parade to get in close, how do we make sure that we become the guys they join and not the guys they eat?
Well, I guess we'll have to be like the perfect goths.
Did the band, do they have a uniform?
Yeah, if you want to get close enough to sort of see what they look like.
I'll just use my monocular. Remember, I have a little golf distance monocular.
Oh, you do. Yes, you do. So black is obviously the color du jour or the lack of color du jour.
They're about 3 wood distance.
Yeah, they're wearing all kinds of black. Some of them look like they're wearing cool post-apocalyptic, like, leather shit that's torn and asymmetrical in interesting ways. Some of them are just some of them are just wearing torn up fucking black hoodies that are basically rags and tatters. Some of them are wearing, you know, full black dresses that have big rat holes in them, but in a cool, tasteful, like Tim Burton-y corpse bride.
So some of them
way.
Look like goth kids. Some of them look like computer programmers. And then other ones look like Hella Bomb Carter from a Tim Burton anime.
Yes. Cool.
Okay, so we just got to get that aesthetic. What are the stores? We got to find some stores.
Yeah, Scary, how do we look like you? You like already like you fit in pretty well already.
Yeah, I do.
We go to this place called Ho Topic.
Oh,
the tea fell out.
My sweet summer child.
Wait, why? Is this not a good store?
No, I don't know why I said that.
I see they have some anime stuff now.
Yeah, it's a lot of like cool music coming out and stuff like that. Anyways, all you gotta do to be a good goth girl or boy is like take all the love you have for yourself,
okay,
throw it out.
Yeah.
Nobody loves you. And if anybody tries to love you, what gives them the right?
Throw out the love you have for yourself?
Hell yeah.
Oh, man. I don't know if I can. Okay. I think I'm going to have to help myself do this by visualizing it. So I'm going to put all the love I have for myself in a fingernail. I'm going to load it into a gun. I'm going to point it. Okay, this is the love for myself. I shoot myself into the sky.
So you shoot in the sky. So a naked Link flies in the sky and he goes like, I love myself. And
he flies in the sky. I hate myself. I love me.
And then as he starts to fall, he goes, it's fine. My love will protect
me.
Love
is meaningless. You're going to die in a second.
And he goes, no, not love. Love saves all. Love conquers all. And he hits the ground and shatters into fingernails that then dissolve. And Terry puts his hand on your gun and goes, what the fuck was that? They could hear us now. They heard a gunshot.
Whatever,
they're
going to
be coming for us.
Who cares?
Wow, he really
nice,
embodied
Link.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's so much easier, Scary.
I'm going to do what's called displacement. So I find a jar. And I write down on a piece of paper everything I like about myself. I'm like, I'm putting it all in this jar, and I'm going to leave this jar behind this dumpster, and it's just there, and it's there when I need it, but right now it's not here, and it's not in me. Yeah.
It's pretty lame.
Yeah, well, nice. You suck, right? Right, is that right, Scary? Is that
yeah,
like,
that's totally right.
Wow. I don't care. I knew it was right.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. No.
No.
All right.
No. Yeah.
I will take all the love I have for myself, the abundance of it.
Look at this nerd.
And channel it into Vice President Kaguya Shinomiya, the character from one of my favorite animes. My love for myself will now just double into that. Ugh, I hate myself.
All right.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. Now let's get
this
close.
Yeah, this one sucks.
Okay.
Oh, new voice time.
Okay, so we're
everything
in a hot topic.
Sucks. Let's get in this hot topic.
Scary, right. What do you see in here?
Okay, so
what jumps out?
There's a nice, is there like black stuff left over?
There's too much black stuff to take. Even if they all grabbed enough, it wouldn't be enough.
Like House of the Dragon fits, some new Twilight hoodies.
There's more than a few t-shirts with like Stewie from Family Guy on them.
I care up one of those.
There's
but it's
black. It is black. There's a lot of like
whatever.
You laugh because I'm different. I laugh because you're all the same.
Oh, yeah.
Mean people suck. Boys are stupid. Throw rocks at them. A lot of South Park t-shirts with like Chef on them, like really old ones. Like, I guess Chef comes back around.
This is like Three Wolf Moon, but it's Edward Cullen on them across three things. And I'm going to take this black Sharpie and like cross out his eyes. Whoa.
Goth Normal sees all this stuff and he's like, you know what? This stuff is too consumerist for me. Whoa. This stuff is too mainstream. I'm going to go to that store over there. And he walks off.
Well, hey, Norm, wait, okay, I'll come with you. We'll meet back here, guys.
Okay, Normal was going to the men's warehouse. Come with me, Scary. You're going to like the way you look. I guarantee
it. God damn it.
And so then Normal emerges from the men's warehouse like in a nice like three-piece suit with like the sleeves rolled up. And he's like, yeah, it's like, you know, the whole black goth scene is so poser, right? It's everyone's like, you know, I carry my darkness on the inside. And so on the outside, I wear an ironic mockery of everything that I hate.
Norm, you need to back off because you've been like this for 2 minutes and I've been like this for 2 months. So.
Well, you know what, Scary? I don't give two shits what you think.
I don't give two shits.
That's what I said.
Well, that's Stop what I'm saying. Me. I'm not copying you. You're copying me because you're copying my entire existence. Okay, I win. No takesy backsies.
So Terry, who sort of runs up to catch up to me, he's like, whoa, can we you all just calm down? Like, you can't be at each other's throats and stuff. Like, you're gonna have to stick together.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. You know, I've been trying to get into character here because it seems like this is what we kind of have to do to operate, but you're the adult and you're in charge, so what do you think we should
do? Hey, Scary, is this your, man, who's this lame-o Scary? And Link walks out and he's wearing the Pink Floyd shirt, but backwards, so the prism's on the outside. And he has a sticker that looks like an I voted sticker, but it says I sharted. And then he's wearing a black soccer jersey wrapped around his waist, and he's wearing long skinny jeans, but one leg is completely torn, so he's like bare on one leg, and then he's got full jean on the other leg, and he's barefoot. What's up, guys?
Link, you are so cool, man.
Oh, man, it's whatevs.
Check out these digs, and then Taylor comes out as well, but he just has like a Goku shirt on. It's just like a really cool Goku sweatshirt.
Fat Jinkos and a Goku.
Fat Jinkos and a Goku sweatshirt and a like three wallet chains.
Great.
All right.
Love it.
All right, Narc. What are you gonna
What's this loser guy talk to us about?
Some people say just Narc, right? I never knew what Narc meant.
Narc means
it's something bad.
Good.
Yeah.
So Terry says like, well, okay, what's your plan? Do you just want to go up and join? You don't want to like ambush him, or because what do you want to do?
So I wear these when I go to sleep every night, and Normal pulls out the crustiest pair of earplugs you've ever seen in your life.
Oh, God.
So I'm gonna pop these bad boys in just so I don't hear the siren song of darkness from the leader of the band. That was my plan.
Okay. Yeah, I picked up some of these like really at the Salvation Army. I just got like some headphones. They don't have a cord and they don't work, but like, I'm just going to put them on and just like, you know, they
blast some of your own music.
No, it doesn't work, man. There's nothing. There's no power in this. I was just going to put some like cloth and just essentially just make like earmuffs.
And I have some Jack Skellington earmuffs that I got at Hot Topic just now.
I've popped out the eyes of this Funko Pop and these little black beady eyes are going to fit right into my ear holes.
Oh, God.
Okay. I guess I'll get some cotton balls from that CVS.
Stupid.
Okay.
Can you pick us some LaCroix? Are you there though?
Yeah, no, they left the LaCroix.
Mango, please.
Okay.
Mango, yeah. Please.
So he comes out with a handful of mango LaCroix and some Pringles, and he goes like, "Okay, hey, this is kind of nice.
What?
Spending time with you all.
What?
Stop.
Okay, fair enough.
I can't hear what's going on.
All right, what's the plan? How are we gonna? We just gotta get Vince or whatever. We just gotta get him, right? We just gotta get this. Yeah.
Yeah, we gotta get him, and we gotta get his tape measure. And
do they ever like take a break?
Oh, I have an idea.
Yeah, they camp down for the night and sleep. What's your idea?
If we can kind of like see which direction the parade is going, we could set up a bunch of like a fence, right? Which is like has 2-inch gaps enough so that a tape measure can go through. And so anyone who's 3-dimensional will just stop at the fence, but then Vince will just slide right through like a filter, like a sieve, you know what I'm saying?
You're saying we set up a filter for Vince.
But everybody else will get stopped.
And everyone else gets stopped.
But how would Vincent go through everybody else?
He's 2-dimensional.
But he's not an idiot.
You don't think that when the front of the parade stops, everybody else wouldn't also stop?
Fuck, you're right. Is Vince at the front of the parade? You're right. Yeah, I'm just going to throw out there that there's a 2-dimensional alley.
That's true.
To
that's
Vince
true.
That we could use physics against.
Well, I mean, if they go to sleep and stuff, like, can't we just like follow like from the rooftops, like the Batman, and just like look at,
wait,
like watch him, and then wait till he goes to sleep, and then we just like, you know, ambush him when he's asleep.
We could climb these buildings. This would be a much easier.
Let's just follow him till he falls asleep.
What if we were Spider Boys?
Oh yeah.
Doesn't that seem like the safest thing rather than trying to steal it from like in the middle?
Like, what's the deal?
basically once a night they all go to sleep. They obviously have scouts and they take watches on rotation to make sure they don't get ambushed. But
that seems like the smartest time to infiltrate.
Plus, like, we could get a nap in and I could use my nightcap to contact April, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
And see if
Terry narrows his eyes.
She has an idea of what to do.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we follow at a distance until nightfall.
Okay.
Give me one stealth roll as a group.
21.
Natural 24.
I got a 4.
I got a 16.
The average is out to a 16.25.
Great. Okay, so that is a very good stealth roll. So you managed to covertly follow the Black Parade around, and you see, as you are following them, that they come across one of the dispossessed people that you saw before that was trying to hide in one of the alleys. It tries to run from them as quick as it can, but the drum major signals to the instruments behind him, and they play a... It just sounds like cacophony. It doesn't even really sound like music to you, at least not through your earplugs, and at least not at this distance. But the guy stops and sort of turns around against his will and comes back to them, and you see the drum major whisper something to the guy, and his shoulders slump, and he sort of nods and walks, looking down at his feet, into the parade. And then once he's about halfway through the crowd pounces on him, and you just hear a lot of tearing, and you don't even hear screaming.
We feel the vibrations of low-frequency impacts.
Yeah.
Because we got earplugs in, and we just see, like, maybe, like, bones flying in the air and stuff.
Sure, yeah. They throw individual bones into the air, like, don't be anymore. Just bones.
You're like, wow! Wow, guys, and then that's pretty hardcore.
And then they bed down for the night in their different instrument sections. There are 4 sentries put up basically on the corners of the parade.
Are they like in an outdoor camp? Like, where are they?
They just stop in the middle of an intersection.
Oh, just like wherever they were, they just stop.
Yeah. They roaming army. Yeah, they set up some tents and stuff. But yeah, otherwise, they're just there. They're just in the intersection.
And he gets really homesick when he sees all these tents being set up.
Wow, tent city over here. Now, is there any buildings around them, like, that we can get like an overview looking down at them?
Yeah, absolutely. It's downtown, so there's a lot of skyscrapers and stuff.
Derelict skyscrapers.
Yes.
Cool.
A lot of them are actually, the tops of them are crushed or circumcised by the doodler's appearance in the sky because it's, you know, it's so low to the ground.
Do we see Vincent from here? Can we see which bed he's in?
If you want to roll investigation or perception.
I'll roll investigation with my monocle.
Taylor, what do your elf eyes see?
My elven eyes.
What do your golf eyes see?
19 plus 5, 24.
Wow. Okay, wow. So you scan the brass section and you see somebody
You know what it is? These golf things often have like a built-in meter to find the flag pin. They'll look for like the flag pin so it'll like automatically figure out where the hole is. And like Vince is at just the right angle. So he looks like a flag pin. Like it's just oblique enough that the golf viewfinder automatically detects him and like, guys, he's just a 7-iron away.
You find him very easily. He turns a little bit to be parallel to you so you can see his whole body, and he just looks like Mr. Game & Watch. He's holding a trombone in one arm, and around his waist is a tape measure, and he is parallel to you, and then he basically goes to sleep by just like falls over in like one frame flat against the ground. His face in 2 frames of animation goes honk shoo, honk shoo, honk. And yeah, the parade is more or less sleeping apart from their sentries. What would you like to do?
Okay.
Now's our chance. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's sneak in.
Let's just take a quick look at our spells and see if anything can help us here.
So before you sneak in, Terry puts a hand on Scary's shoulder and says, hey, I need to tell you something.
What?
I don't think I make it out of this part.
What?
Last time we saw each other, I was talking about the secret and the not keeping stuff from you and all that stuff, and you didn't want to talk about it. We don't have to talk about it. I just think you need to know so you don't freak out about it when it happens. But yeah, there's an item that we had in Daddy's HQ. I don't know if you found it, but it was called the Die Another Day. It was like you could roll it and then you would see what happens where you die. And I used that. And I'm pretty sure it's here.
Wait, I mean, like, I don't care, obviously, but...
Yeah, no, that's great. That's cool. I just wanted you to do it so it wasn't didn't freak you out.
Do you know how it happens?
All I know is that I see myself surrounded by the Black Parade. Something hits me in the head. I go down, and in the distance, I can see you. And I think you're holding the tape measure. So I'm pretty sure it's here that it happens. So just don't freak out when it happens, because I told you now. So spoilers, huh? It's fine. You're cool.
Hey, yeah, it's cool. It's totally cool.
Yeah, no big deal, right?
No big deal.
Yeah, I left a letter for Veronica back at the house, so it's all taken care of.
I mean, she's going to be pretty cheesed off if you just leave a letter, so maybe you should stick around or something.
Yeah, no, I mean, what if I could?
Yeah. Well, maybe you should just stay here, and then I'll stay here so you know that we're not I don't even know why I care or anything, but I don't. But maybe I should just stay here and then the guys can go get the thing.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I mean, it's not a big deal or anything, but so, yeah.
Okay, because I'm a little, like, in the head right now because I've been here for so long. So, like, if that feels like that's the move that makes the most sense, we could do that. Yeah, you and I can stay here or whatever.
Sure, yeah. I'll tell the guys. They probably won't care. It'll probably be, you know.
Okay, I'll be here.
Okay.
And he just kind of, like, sits and, like, looks in the middle distance and, like, sniffs.
Okay. Oh.
Meanwhile, I feel like Link, Taylor, and Normal have been like trying to find a sneak in point as we're like all looking over like a crudely drawn map.
We've created like with small action figures and rocks, like a small scale model next to us. I'm like, all right, we can infiltrate.
So that's why I think if we build a catapult, we can launch Link over the fence and he can land next to. Oh, hey, what's
guys,
up, Scary?
You guys are gonna do this one without me, actually.
What the fuck? You ditching? Nerd? Yeah, God. I'm sorry. Am I doing the goth thing right? I feel like I'm being too mean.
I mean, you're not being too mean. It's just like you make a good point. But I just have to stay with Terry because it's not important why. It's just I could oversee what you guys are doing.
Whatever. We don't care, but like it'd be good to know or whatever. But like whatevs. But
yeah,
like why?
Yeah, it would be good to know, but whatevs. So basically,
but like why? You know, you're our friend, so like just tell us what's up.
So, I mean, I don't know. You know, like if Terry thinks that being my dad is so easy, then he's got another thing coming, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, right.
If he thinks that he can just like swoop in and like love me knowing me like 8 months or whatever, like
lame, yeah,
yeah, that's he's stupid. Got another thing coming, that's stupid, right?
Yeah.
And so if you were dying or whatever, that would be like fine.
I mean whatevs.
Wait, is he, what are you talking about? What do you mean? What
is he dying?
Is he gonna die?
Well, I don't know. He thinks
he's dying?
Yeah.
Is he sick?
What does the doctor
I mean, to
say?
Be clear, he's not like my real dad. Yeah, like, my know. Real dad, like, I don't know where he is, but he's much cooler.
Okay, but like, what? So you're gonna want to keep an eye on him? Is that the idea?
Yeah, I guess. Just to make sure he doesn't do anything too crazy, you know?
All right, well, yeah, that sounds good to me. Like, it feels like if he thinks he's going to maybe have him wear a helmet or something.
But
you
why
know?
Are you
like,
staying yeah. here? Why are you staying yeah. here if you don't care or whatevs?
Yeah, you know what? You're right. You're right. I don't know why.
Well, no, Link, grappling it. Like, yeah, she should, like, you know, just an opportunity for her to talk to her dad. You know, I mean, her stepdad. What
yeah.
are you doing?
No,
I know
I'm
we're
just
doing the goth thing and it's fun, but, like, you know, like.
No, it's not fun. I was just like.
He's so deep. He's so deep. He's in character. Hermie's watching this like, that's an actor, right there.
We could use Scary. I'm just wondering what she's doing.
Yeah. I wonder that too.
No, you should. You're right. You should stay. You know, whatever. Stay with your dad.
That's he's cool. not
Step
my dad.
Dad.
All
you're
right,
right.
Fine. You know what? I'm gonna go with you guys.
No,
maybe
we don't
Hermie
want
should
you.
Stay back.
Do you want me to stay back with Terry, or do you want me to? We want Terry to come too.
Well, okay. If Terry's with us, then it's not part of his vision that he dies
what vision?
When I'm
what?
Alive.
A vision?
Yeah.
He had a vision that he dies? Oh my God. What's happening?
He had a vision that he gets hit by something in the head. He's probably just being a pussy and overreacting. And
this is what I'm saying. Helmets.
Yeah,
people should wear helmets all the time.
Look at that. Pretend to be goth for 2 seconds
us,
and there's visions of death. I hate this.
If he stays with us, then like that won't happen and I don't have to worry about him. And
no, but wait, what's the vision?
Terry had this vision of me like getting the thing, so good for me getting the measuring tape, but he's far away and he gets hit in the head with something and then like he dies or he blacks out or something bad happens. So if he just stays next to me, then that won't happen.
Or you just don't ever hold the thing.
Yeah.
Long as you stay next to Terry and you never hold the tape measure, then the vision won't happen,
so
right?
You're saying as long as I don't do any of the cool stuff.
No, you can do all the cool stuff. No, you do the cool stuff. I'll just, tape measure is lame. We'll just, one of us will, lame-os will hold the tape measure.
Okay.
So yeah, okay. Well, it's a little scary. Not, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
It's frightening.
No, I know. I get it.
So we should get him a helmet and you need to just stay on by his side the whole time.
Okay.
We're gonna deliberately try and make it so that this vision won't come true.
In the vision, are you two holding hands?
No.
We'll hold hands with him.
Sounds like you better hold hands with your stepdad.
Dad, and he wears a helmet, and you don't get a hold of the tape measurer, and then he won't die, probably.
This is fundamentally against everything
Were
I stand
you
for.
Wearing matching t-shirts in the vision? And he has a shirt that says number one stepdad, and you have a shirt that says I love my stepdad.
Then
for safety's sake, we need
to make
those shirts and you need to wear them.
How can you be gone for more than like 4 minutes, Scary? This is hard.
What do you mean? You
don't
know,
it's
easy
to care about stuff. What?
Fuck. Wait, Terry, are you still okay? You're fine.
So yeah. Hermie's like, I went and checked on him and he's just hanging out.
Yeah, I wasn't worried or anything.
Terry goes, what? Are we going? Or
yeah.
Dungeons and Dies is brought to you this week by Mint Mobile.
It is?
Oh wait,
we're Ryan.
We love you. We missed you. We're sorry.
Take us back,
Ryan.
We may have stepped out on you in the
internet. I don't believe that Ryan has a cell phone because he would have called back at this point.
Hey, listen, Ryan, you told me all about those overpriced wireless providers, how there's always a catch. Well,
and we got 5 tickets to a certain movie coming out pretty soon.
That's right. When I heard that Deadpool v. Wolverine was coming out, I called all my friends on their Mint Mobile
accounts. I was talking about Challengers. I'm so excited about that tennis movie.
I'm sure Ryan would love to watch it with you.
Yes.
I said to my friends, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I thought, what's the catch? But there isn't one, you fool. Mint Mobile secret sauce, they sell wireless service online, which means that they don't have retail stores. They don't have to buy those kiosks in malls, and they pass those sweet mall savings directly onto you. I have Mint Mobile on my phone. I duo queue it. I got multiple lines. It's great.
Wow.
That's fantastic. And by the way, more often than not, honestly, my normal phone is kind of like not as good service.
How many phones do
you can have? Hey, modern phones allow you to put multiple.
Stepping out on us with other podcasts.
Oh my gosh. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans. Jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you.
Imagine 20's calling on that other cell phone.
With premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month.
Freddie, we want you back.
All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan like me and bring your phone number along with all of your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/dungeons. That's mintmobile.com/dungeons. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/dungeons.
That was a great ad read, Daddy. Can you read it again?
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower, above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life?
All the moms.
The moms, the MILFs.
How come none of these
moms I'd like to frame?
Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame.
Hey Aura, challenge accepted on unlimited photos.
Unlimited. You can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. For Mother's Day, that's your great Mother's Day gift. You know what I mean? Just send her some pictures of you doing stuff. From grandmothers to new mothers. Okay. Well, no, you know, like activities. From grandmothers to new mothers.
Activities we're talking about here.
Aunts and even the friends in your life. Every mom loves
friends.
Name the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. There's a lot of things that can bring joy to moms of all ages.
Nice.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's Aura, A-U-R-A, Frames.com. Use the code DUNGEONS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
All right, so I think we're all going to try to sneak in together to the
Should we be? I have a spell that can help with this.
Okay.
I have a spell called Darkness. Magical darkness spreads from a point I choose within range to fill a 15-foot radius. That point I choose can be an object I'm holding, so the darkness emanates from the object and moves with it. 15-foot radius of sphere of darkness spreading around corners. Creature with dark vision can't see through this darkness, and non-magical light can't illuminate
it. That's the most goth shit ever. So we can just all walk in a 15-foot sphere of darkness together?
Yeah.
Okay. So you can do that. So basically everybody, I'm assuming, is going in the same group. Hermie and Terry and all of you are going as
all holding hands.
I think Hermie should be carrying it back with the cat bus.
Yeah, I bought some cheap novelty walkie-talkies at the Hot Topic. So, like, Hermie, you watch from above and you stay in contact with us, okay?
Okay. I'll be your sort of like an oracle in a sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, no problem.
Oracle's a character from Batman, Link. That's the reference.
Oh, I was thinking like the cool, like the guy in the helicopter in like Mission Impossible 2.
Luther?
Yeah.
Guys, our references today are so good.
We're doing so many good references.
Does Hermie need to flip a coin?
Yeah, he will.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
So we won't find out about that until later.
What object are you going to cast?
What is a good suitably dark object?
So you cast it on an object?
I can, yeah.
And then you walk with it. 15-foot
radius as long as
it's like an opposite flashlight.
Yeah.
Scary, you got anything cool that can emit darkness?
I'm looking.
Like your hairband.
What?
Your hairband. And then, like, from you, it's essentially 15 feet of darkness around you.
Oh, I cast it on Scary. The object is Scary.
Okay.
Scary is surrounded by a 15-foot radius of darkness.
So Terry goes, oh, where'd you go? Oh. And he realizes what happened, and he's sort of, like, noticeably more calm.
That's why you have to hold hands, because you can't see in there.
Yeah. Are we holding hands? Yes.
Well, okay. Yeah, we're all holding hands.
Okay. So your stepdad holds your hand, and he goes, this is kind of nice. Where are we going? What are we doing?
We are going to get this tape measure.
Okay. So you sneak into the camp. Go ahead and give me an advantaged stealth roll as a group.
Ooh, advantage. And as
a group. Wait, are there lights in the camp?
Yeah.
So from the outside, does anyone in the camp just see like a 15-foot circle of shadow just moving across the camp?
Well, it's not
going to
be
camp?
Like street lights.
Well, it's a couple of like flames, like campfires and stuff like that, but it's generally always dark because this doodler's blotting out the sun. So it's like kind of eternal night in this world. So
it's not like electricity, I'm assuming.
Yeah, they're not going to see a big necessarily black orb heading towards them.
13 plus 4, 17.
I got 17.
I got a 19.
13 for normal.
We're moving like the Raven Guard. That's a Space Marine chapter.
Okay, so it sounds like your average is around 16, 17, which is pretty good.
Not to shoot ourselves in the foot also, it does feel like, based on me now reading this spell a little closer, it does seem like it also means that we're surrounded by this darkness as well. So I feel like we have to shuffle really slowly so that we don't trip over anybody.
Yeah, that's totally fair. So yeah, you managed to get into the camp pretty easily, but yeah, you very quickly find yourselves moving closer than you would like to sleeping forms on the ground.
Oh, Hermie's call. It's like those trust exercises.
Yeah. Hermie's directing us
forward.
Left.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Oh, so Hermie's calling out the position.
Yeah, he can see the little orb of darkness. Yeah. he's calling. He's
like, I'm playing
us.
Shitty Pac-Man.
So he goes,
okay, forward, three steps, stop, move to the right.
He has the golf monocle and he's just like directing us from above.
Three steps, stop, and ping.
And he flips a coin into the air and catches it and he goes,
now forward five steps.
Insight.
It's going to be disadvantaged because you can't see him.
Shit.
I have really good insight.
I got a 5.
I got 21. Disadvantage, though.
Yeah.
13.
13.
8 plus 3, 11.
You had to beat a 15. So no way of knowing if that's the right move or not.
Fuck. Well, normal with his 3 blunders forward 5 steps.
Okay, so you stomp on the face of a flutist who
keeps stomping.
Yeah, keeps stomping.
Just like that boot in that one Orwell thing.
Das Boot, the titular boot.
Yeah, Das Boot, which is about that boot that stomps on the face
the
forever.
Boot that stomped the flautist.
You see an angry bearded face with dark eyes, with dark liquid streaming from those eyes. You step directly onto his beard and he shouts, what the fuck? And gets to his feet.
I am going to cast Silence.
Okay.
Which is a spell that lets me, for the duration, no sound can be created within or past a 20-foot radius sphere centered on any point you choose within range. Any creature or object inside the sphere is immune to thunder damage, and creatures are deafened entirely while inside it. Casting
immune
a spell
to thunder
there.
Damage.
So yes, within 20 feet of where we are, there's dead silence, so no one can hear this guy.
Wow. Okay, great. So he puts the flute to his mouth and starts blowing, and nothing happens, and he's like looking at it all confused, and he's like, it's like trying to hit it against his knee, and he points at you and his mouth opens, but nothing happens. Then he basically just tries to swing his flute at you.
Does Terry murder him?
Terry is too busy holding his stepdaughter's hand and being pretty psyched about the fact
Rear
that they seem to be having a
choke.
Connection.
Rear naked choke.
So he rolls a 16 to hit your AC. Does that do it?
For me, yeah. I'm almost certain it does.
The flute whaps you across the temple and blood starts trickling down
and you go,
your left eyebrow, and you make no noise, yeah.
He turns around and he sees my gun pointed to his temple, and I say, dodge me. And I shoot.
Well, you try to say that, and it comes out like nothing happens.
And
you can't hear you.
And I pull the trigger. This is such
this
a
gun is the best thing I've ever. I love this gun so much.
All right. Me. So a version of you comes out and deals 1d10 force damage to him. So I'll roll 1d10. So a naked version of you comes out going, you can't hear shit. Does 6 damage to him and immediately knocks him prone and is pinned on him. You can see his eyes are just full of fear and fury as this naked version of you is just gyrating on his body and he's just screaming but silently. And he's just and like the fact that there's no noise makes it even fucking scarier for him. He just doesn't know what to do.
This is a David Lynch film. Yeah.
So yeah, he's pinned right now. He's just trying to get your doppelganger off of his body and your doppelganger is just like and like no noise, it's just screaming in confusion. So yeah, you gotta turn to handle this before he
Flint just empties the clip.
Yeah. Well, you gotta put one in at a time, but yes, in a cool, cynical, just dead-eyed way, Link instantly bites another fingernail off it.
Do it again?
No, right, just, hey, I'm just getting it ready. I always let a gun on.
You
a gun.
Gotta I think you have to keep track of how many fingernails you have left to bite.
Yeah, then I'll just start biting skin and hair, essentially anything you can put in there.
Oh, hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll take any human stuff.
I think Taylor is going to take a running leap and then just like stomp on this dude's head.
Okay, give me an attack. Roll the advantage because he's pinned.
16 plus 4, 20.
Wow, okay. So yeah, you successfully Zephyr strike it with your sword or what are you stomping on?
With my very tall Hot Topic boots that I'm wearing.
Okay, great. So yeah, you crunch him in the head and blood shoots out of his nose and he looks like he's not doing particularly well. He still basically doesn't have his turn because you hit him with a surprise round. So I think Scary and Terry can still go.
If he's not doing well, I think I am going to also unarmed strike him.
Okay.
That's a natural 20.
Ooh. Oh! All right, so roll double damage. And also you can just describe exactly what you do. And if you want this to like knock him out, like you're almost certainly going to take him down to 0. So.
Oh, for me, it's 1. So it would be 2. Double damage.
All right. So you just barely managed to take him out.
Nice.
Exactly the HP he had remaining. As a naked Link explodes into nail clippings, which then dissolve into liquid on his body, your fist rocks his temple and he gets knocked the fuck out and goes back to sleep.
Nice.
And then I start yelling at Hermie, like, what the hell, Hermie? But of course, nothing can hear.
But he can't hear you.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just me like,
oh, we can't hear his messages anymore.
No, yeah.
Oh, shit. Well, at least for a 20-foot sphere, we have to move out of this sphere before we can hear his messages. Actually, no, I break concentrate. It's a concentration spell.
Or wait,
so
let me just
miss it.
I slowly walk forward until like my eyes get out of the zone of darkness.
You want to poke just your
eyes
out?
Yeah, just the eyes out like as much. Honestly, my nose and my eyes would be out, but I want to get like a sense.
So you can see that it's basically a straight shot from where you are to where Vince is sleeping.
Okay. And I just like tactical wave, like follow me. And then I guess we'll walk until we get out
no
of
one
sphere.
Can see it.
Silence. Oh, yeah, that's right. Nobody
are
can
we
see.
Are we blind in the darkness? Circle?
I mean, it's just dark all around.
I grab hands and then I just tug everybody to come along.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. There's a more or less straight shot to you from between you and where Vince is currently laying with the tape measure on his waist.
Whose hand am I holding?
Taylor's. Taylor. I think it's you, Taylor, normal, scary, Gary. Terry.
Okay.
Yeah.
I yank your hand, Taylor, and you know, I tried to use my body language to say, don't worry, it's cool. It's straight ahead, 20 feet. Just
you
keep
like,
walking.
You kind of like beckon your finger along my palm.
Not the way you did it visually, which was really creepy, but luckily nobody listening to this had to see what you did. But yes. So I started moving everybody forwards towards Vincent.
You do that.
Oh.
I mean, you're still, you can see.
Yeah.
You can see.
Yeah, so I circle around so nothing happens on the way there.
No, you're totally silent. Okay. You're
so
you're
we're
right
also
there.
Standing over this two-dimensional stick figure on the ground.
Yeah, pretty much.
So someone needs to make, I think, a sleight of hand.
Yeah, should we wake him up? Or?
Spits his hands, and he's like Indiana Jones, and he's got a thing of bubble tape, and he's tossing it back and forth and looking at the tape measure. It's going to take Cracker Jack time.
Yeah, okay. He takes out some of the tape and removes it because it looks like the weight might not be.
Yeah, who's got good dexterity? Who should do this sleight of hand?
I've got this thing, but I actually think it's only in combat, so never mind.
What is it?
One with shadows. When you are in an area of dim light or darkness, you can use your action to become invisible until you move or take action or reaction. That sounds like it might be useful.
No, you can definitely use that not in combat. So.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I become invisible.
Okay.
What? Okay.
So yeah, until you move or take action or a reaction, you are invisible.
So you're just standing there invisible?
Well, yeah, just...
So you can't do anything.
You know, better be safe than sorry.
No, that's good. That's good. And you weren't invisible in his vision, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. He can see you. As long as you stand invisible. There forever, as long as he's in sight
as
of you.
As long as you stand there forever, your stepdad will never die. I have plus 1 sleight of hand. What do you guys have?
I have plus 2.
Okay.
I got plus 3.
Ooh. Whoa, fucking... David Blaine over here,
yeah.
Huh? Right. Fucking A.
So I
put my hand out. I like the idea that normal has. So I put my hand out for the tape. I roll, give you the gum.
I give you the bubble tape. Okay. Be careful, my Invisalign's in there.
Okay.
Wait, and I take my Invisalign out and try to put them in. I'm like, no. Then I put them back in the.
Since you said wait, I got a 5.
Oh, okay. No. So you try to yank it off of his belt without detaching it or whatever, and immediately Vince goes from lying down to one frame. He's standing up,
and God.
he opens his mouth like. But no noise comes out. What? No, you were talking. No, you're still silent. Everything's still silent.
No, I dispelled the silence so we could move forward.
Oh, right. Okay.
Can you cast it again?
Cast it again.
Hold on. Let me see how many spell slots I have. Yeah, I can cast it again.
Right, well, you did wake him up, so he's going to get one moment to react. So he puts his hand out, and you see like a two-dimensional bell form in his hand, like the Game & Watch guy. And he goes, bing, bing. Bing, bing.
God
and
damn.
What would it hit against, though, if it's two-dimensional?
The sides of the bell itself.
Oh,
it's like,
okay.
Sorry, so instead of going bing, bing, it was ding, 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 because it's like an 8-bit sound.
Yeah.
And around you, you can hear, outside the wall of darkness, a lot of people trying to get to their feet and go, what's going on? What was that noise? And so, yeah, you are now surrounded by a lot of awake. They don't see you yet because you're still within the darkness, and they especially don't see Scary because Scary's invisible. But I feel like it's time to roll initiative.
Oh God. Because of the Game & Watch boy?
Yeah, I mean, he's aware of you and you're aware of him and you're trying to like hurt each other. So
a 5 on sleight of hand.
So much combat. What's going on?
I'm sorry I rolled a 5 on sleight of hand.
16 plus 1, 17.
Oh, I got a natural 20. Okay, things are all working out.
From now on, I'm always going to fucking put Zone of Truth around Hermie if he's helping us.
Yeah.
I should have done that.
Good idea.
It's a standing thing.
My initiative's 11.
Okay.
I got a 4.
All right.
And are we in combat with just Game & Watch right now? Just Vincent?
Yeah. Because okay. Nobody else sees you right now. They just woke up and they heard a bell coming from Vince. It is Scary's turn first.
I'm going to try to grapple him.
Go ahead and give me an athletics check.
Okay.
If you grapple him and he's face down on the ground. And
well,
you
I didn't grapple him because I got a 2. I feel like I should have gotten
advantage. Because they're invisible as about ass.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You get advantage. Yeah. Roll again.
All right. Let's go. Hot dice. Ooh, I got a 13 this time.
Okay, so you got higher than his 6. So yeah, you managed to clamp your arms around the two-dimensional form of Vince. He's like, hey, let go. And he can't ring the bell anymore because you're holding his hands to his sides.
Matt,
mm-hmm.
Get a little bit of Vince.
Oh my
and
God.
And shoot a copy of Vince out of the darkness, and then people will think that was the one who rang the bell.
I mean, it'll last for 10 seconds and then turn into gelatin.
Damn. That was 10 minutes.
Or no, it's like we've been doing this.
It's pretty quick.
Okay. Yeah.
No, you know what? I take it back. It is 10 minutes. The reason the other ones were dissolving is because they died. Because they hit the ground. Because you shot them in the air and they fell down and hit the ground.
Okay.
And I'm going to go ahead and say that the one that was on the guy you knocked out, he also managed to kill that one before he got knocked out. So no, it is usually 10 minutes. Yeah.
Good to know.
All right. So it is Taylor's
turn. I will do that.
I kind of pick up the kind of thing like Matt's like, I see Link looking down at his gun once again, like kind of loading it back and seeing me load. I'm like, So I'm going to take my mall ninja shit and slice a chunk off of Vince.
Roll a melee attack with advantage because he's 10.
11 plus 4, 15?
Or grappled. 15 will do it. So you slice off one of his two-dimensional fingers.
And that's a 4 damage to him.
Okay, 4 damage.
Oh, all we needed was a fingernail. Well, listen, okay, I'm not... Although I have spent my whole life studying the ways of the blade, this is truly a pursuit that will take a lifetime to master. Okay, so this is the best I got.
It is Vince's turn. He is going to try to wriggle free of your grasp with a dexterity check. Opposed with your... Okay, so he doesn't...
Now,
do shit.
I do feel like Vince would also get advantage because he is two-dimensional.
Because he's two-dimensional, yeah. Sure. Okay, so go ahead and roll strength, Scary.
18.
Ooh. Wow. Ooh. All right, you beat him. So he is still wriggling in your arms. Why do you look so familiar? What the fuck? Let me go. He goes, help. It's people. There's people. And around you, 3 other members of the Black Parade step into the sphere of darkness with confusion in their eyes as they see all of you trying to basically beat the shit out of Vince. You see a drummer, a clarinetist, and a saxophonist. All of them are going to shout in alarm, in surprise.
Unfortunately, well, I think there's too many fingernails now for us to make a distraction.
No, that's true.
They shout in alarm. They say, intruders, intruders, sound the alarm. They all blow into their instruments, and it makes a horrible cacophony. Everyone, give me a constitution saving throw with advantage because you have earplugs in.
11 Ooh. Plus 3, 14.
12.
Natural 20 for me.
Natural 20.
7.
You're used to bad marching band sounds.
Like, please. This guy's molded to this. You think this is anything to me?
All right. So everyone other than normal You're going to take 2d6 damage.
Okay.
You feel something wet begin to drip from your ears and wet whatever you got plugging them in that moment. Okay, so yeah, Terry also takes a lot of damage and falls to his knees, goes, ah, and lets go of your hand for a second to try to grab at his ears. And he's like, ah, the earplugs, they didn't do as much as I wanted.
They do nothing.
They do nothing. Lincoln's turn.
Okay, I mean, can I just take the tape measure then? He can't fight back.
I think you give me sleight of hand with advantage because he's still wriggling.
13.
He got a 14.
Tough blow.
Sorry. So yeah, you get your hands around it, but he's moving a little bit too much for you to easily detach it from the loop on his belt, from the carabiner on his
belt.
Is this
an attack?
No, that wasn't an attack.
Is there a way to make that an attack so I can get a attempt at it, essentially? I'm trying to kick it off him. I'm trying to kick the fucking thing off him.
Sure. Fine. Sure.
Okay. There we go. 20.
Oh, there we go.
Natural or unnatural?
Unnatural.
Okay. So you successfully kick it off his belt. It completely detaches from his belts. And with the force of your kick, it keeps moving. It keeps rolling outside of the circle of darkness.
Okay.
It's out of view.
And it plugs up a tuba.
No. It is attached, but who knows where it is? Really, you also haven't moved yet.
Yeah, so I'm going to move to it.
Okay, great.
So I'll move out of the, I guess, realm of darkness.
So you move
just
out.
Just my eyeballs. Just my nose and eyeballs.
So just your eyeballs go out of the darkness.
Your eyeballs, your nose,
and your forehead.
So it's like in those Looney Tunes cartoons when it's like the whirlwind of like people getting punched, right?
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
Like Wile E. Coyote's head sticks
Or when
out.
It's like, oh, there's been a power outage, so we only have to animate the eyes thing. So
wait,
yeah.
Is that?
Yeah. It's way cheaper to fill time if you're just doing eyes.
Oh, my God.
That's why every cartoon you've ever seen is as a child had like an episode where the power went out.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. As you poke the top of your head through the shadow dome, the shadow orb, you see the tape measure roll along the ground and finally come to a stop about 20 feet away at the foot of the drum major.
The big guy.
The big guy holding the fucking baton in his hand with a confused look on his face as he and several other members of the parade are walking towards the black dome.
Hey, you mind just kicking that back over here, buddy?
Roll persuasion with disadvantage.
Oh, God. Not going to get worse than a 2. So, yeah, okay. It does a 2.
He picks it up.
Oh,
God damn, I'm sorry, everybody. God, bad rolls. I feel like I should have just been able to grab it off of them.
Well, you would have. I said, you could have just like continued to try sleight of hands, but you tried to attack it, and you're better at attacks. So, like, yeah, you succeeded too well. All right, it is Normal's turn.
You'll rewatch your Street Magic DVDs, bro. All
right, you asked for it. I'm about to fucking start shooting naked links with fucking Divine Smite right now. So
also, I don't think the gun only holds one bullet at a time.
Oh, no, I thought that's exactly what it was.
No, why is it when you checked it, there was like a bullet in it?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've definitely put like 8 fingernails in there.
Oh, my God.
100%.
Okay. Shooting links all over the place.
It does so much more damage than anything else I have. It's absolutely, like, I'm like, is it too weird? But, like, just practically, there's no other weapon I should
be
using.
1d10 is more damage than anything else you do?
Yeah, because like right now, I actually don't even have a weapon, really. I just have unarmed attack. And then, like, Divine Smite can be used with any. Oh, no, because Divine Smite's for melee weapons. I'm going to just pistol whip people, though.
True.
I'm going to cast, because, yeah, it feels like silence is pretty much out of the window, right? Like, it doesn't feel like that's going to help us much right now. We're actually still, because to keep them from attacking again, because they clearly attack with their instruments, I will cast silence.
Yeah. Oh, that, yes.
That's great.
Yeah, okay, they're
so
super
I'm
going to
cast silence.
Cool. That's great. You can see that immediately the cacophony goes to nothing. It's dead silence. They're confused. They're upset at their instruments. And you are not going to have to continue to make wisdom saving throws or anything like that if they try to do anything. Scary Marlowe. It is your turn.
Where is the tape measure at this point? It's with the guy?
It is with the head of the Black Parade. It is outside of the darkness that you are currently in, and you cannot currently see it because you're inside the darkness.
I think I will move outside the darkness.
Okay. So yeah, now you can see it. You can see also that he's coming at you with like 5 more members of the orchestra.
Are they beholden to like his baton? Like, how do they follow orders from him?
If you roll Arcana and do well, okay. I can tell you.
Okay, I got a 16.
So the 16, you can tell that they follow the drum major because he has convinced them at some point in the past of his superiority of knowledge, that he understands the true darkness of existence, and that only by following him, the smartest and most pessimistic and darkest soul that there is, can you ever achieve anything close to self-actualization. That he's the only one who knows how dark things can really
get. It's like a dark Tony Robbins.
Interesting. Unfortunately, silence is everywhere. So
how far is that silence go
it's
out?
It's a 20-foot sphere.
So just
it's basically to say the bubble of the darkness is
okay. It's just the bubble of combat too, because you move within 20 feet.
Oh, oh, oh! I got an idea.
Okay,
hear me out. I feel like Taylor should cast Thaumaturgy on Scary, and then she can read her goth poetry to the army to convince them that she's
I think
superior
that sounds perfect.
Darkness leader.
Oh my god.
Ooh. Yeah, she's like, I'm the real drum major.
So I feel like we can say that was your move, and you're not supposed to be able to hold actions instead of turns, but like, fuck it. Like, we can say if you want to do that, then we can stop your turn right here. Freddy can do the Thaumaturgy, and then you can resume your turn for the action if you'd like.
Okay, so listen, Taylor. Give me like 30
seconds.
You're
doing it in sign language?
Yeah.
I'm sitting there being like, okay.
So a lot of middle fingers and a lot of pointing at myself and then pointing at the world.
Yeah, describe the sign language to communicate you want me to make you loud.
I point at myself and then I Taylor's point at my you. Mouth mm-hmm. and then I make a wave motion with my hand and then I point up. Then I'm like, middle finger, never mind. Like, cross out my hands. And then I just make a triangle motion from my mouth to the sky.
Okay.
And Taylor then point to myself.
Okay, Taylor gets that. So I'm going to cantrip Thaumaturgy to Scary.
Great. Okay, so Scary, it is your turn.
Okay. Can you guys give me, like, 1 minute to write a poem?
All right, and we're back.
With the Thaumaturgy amplifying my voice, I clear my throat a few times and I'm like, I'm a little nervous, but this is original. Just wrote it. It's called Wiser.
The loudest coughs.
The world breaks down into two veils. One sits heavy on me, drenched in thorns. The other, with knowledge, thus impales me like a bitter devil with one horn. The world breaks you down and then you die, leaving nothing but the mess you've made. Follow me to break the tie, embrace nothingness in a black parade. Everything sucks and no marching band can give you truth like my poetry now. I have no wisdom, no fucking plan that makes me wiser. Don't ask how. The end.
Fuck.
Oh shit.
Right. That's extremely good.
Very good.
So roll either persuasion or intimidation with advantage. With the stankiest of advantages.
I'm gonna roll intimidation. Oh, that's a 23.
Yeah!
Yeah, boy.
Alright, so I will have the drum major.
Anthony, you have to write
a poem. You have to write a poem now.
Poem battle.
Well, I'm gonna roll first so we can see how good the poem has to be.
You call that a diss? You smell like piss. This is the most intensest podcast has ever been.
I know. It's just like typing.
Beth was Robin Hood and she just shot the arrow through the other arrow.
Okay, I'm ready.
Ready.
The drum major hears that poem and sees the effect that it has on everyone around you, that the members of the Black Parade are taken aback and the darkness around their eyes is getting even more smudged as more tears than were there before begin to fall down their faces as they are taken aback by just how fucking good that was. And the drum major scoffs and he goes, girl, why are you so stressed? You're making me depressed. You know that I'm the best, better than the rest, because my name's Rasputin, and I'm here to say I'm still all y'all's boss in a major way. And you want to follow this chick? Man, you got to be kidding. Her rhymes are nothing compared to the rhymes that I'm spitting. And that character name is Rasputin from Alexander Rakovchik. Thank you either way, Alexander, for the name. So yeah, he says all that.
That poem was Anthony Birch, though, to be clear, right?
The poem was me. That was an AB, a ridge. And then he rolled first, which is why I was okay with writing a poem like that. He got a 6. So he poses
Link,
by crossing.
Link thinks is a bop, though. Link is like,
Link is like, whoa. Wow.
Yeah.
So he
the new Macklemore.
He crosses.
Slander Macklemore.
He crosses his arms all smug and confident, and the other members of the Black Parade beat him to death and tear they tear him limb from limb, and he is screaming and they eat his body. they raise their blood-soaked jaws from the body, formerly known as Rasputin, the drum lead.
He got bodied.
They all drop to one knee facing Scary Marlowe, and they say, "All hail Scary Marlowe, the new leader of the Black Parade."
All our days whisked away, but is there something more to say? You know that no one knows us better than ourselves. Used to tell myself it'll be all right. Pretty lies that we sleep at night. I know that no one knows me better than myself. And I know I'll get this right. It's just a matter of time till we make it out alive. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. We live for tomorrow, make steel and borrow, break where we can't change. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. I don't need your sorrow, come back tomorrow, I'll be on my way. I'll be on my way.
Dungeons and Daddies is Matt Arnold as Lincoln Lee Wilson, Anthony Birch as our DM, Will Campos as Normal Oak, Beth May as Scary Marlowe, and myself, Freddie Wong, as Taylor Swift. Our theme song is On My Way by Maxton Waller. Brian Fernandez is our content producer. Ashley Nicolette is our community manager. Esther Ellis is our lead editor. Travis Reeves provides additional editing, and Robin Rapp is our transcriber. Special thanks this week to Ryan Peterson, who provided a name for an item we used in the episode. Our show is supported by people like Ryan, as well as a whole bunch of other patrons, and some of whom I'm going to name now. People like Crazy Funky Chunky, Chase Jenkins, Chris Hammerberg, Kellen Rio, Elliot McKenney, Garrick P., Haley Thorpe, Ian Isabos, I don't know if that's your real last name, Ian, Anthony Sertel-Dean, Jackie Jemby, Dylan Nelson, Brett Hoffman, Matthew Jones, Schmahil, Matthew, Robin Roman, Harrison Holt, Disestablishmentarianism, haha, Nicholas J. Sanzone, and Jimmy Van Mierlo. You can directly support the show and get ad-free episodes at patreon.com/dungeonsanddads starting at just $5 a month. That gets you Talking Dad, or Teen Talk for this season, where we talk about the episode and answer listener questions. It's a little bit of an after show. It's a chat show. It's a lot of fun. We get all kinds of cool stories, too spicy for the main feed. $5 a month also gets you all of our bonus one-shot campaigns, our live show stream. There are hours and hours there on our Patreon page for your ear holes. And at $10 a month, you also get a monthly bonus of indeterminate content, which can be a video, it could be audio. This last month, we played the Doctor Who role-playing game. Take a listen.
And the silhouette of the new Doctor slowly appears.
No,
it's large.
No, no,
it's huge.
No, no,
his mouth
no.
is still forming and hears Doctor Who, more like, and reflective eyes, like sunglasses, peer down and you say, more like Doctor Who. And then out from the smoke comes out a 7-foot-tall pigeon. And he goes, coo!
Yeah, pretty good, right? all that and more at patreon.com/dungeonsanddads. Our website is dungeonsanddaddies.com. Twitter is dungeonsanddads. Subreddit is dungeonsanddaddies. And our next episode is coming at you Tuesday, October 18th. We'll see you then.
We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. We live for tomorrow. Make steel and borrow. Break where we can't change.
When I was a city, a young boy
took me
into my father.